Last Sunday, we spoke of troubled times, and we read on John chapter 14. It says, "Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would come and tell you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there it may be also." Yes, these were troubled times in the time of Jesus and his disciples. Also, it offers unto us these words of comfort. Jesus is saying to them, "Trust in my presence. Let not your hearts be troubled." And then he says, "Trust in my promise. For in my Father's house are many mansions." He has gone to prepare a place for each one of us. And then he says, "Trust in my person." For he said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. There is no other way but that in Jesus Christ." And this morning, we come to the words of Jesus as he offers to the disciples peace, the peace of Christ, the peace of Christ, as he says unto you, "These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. But the Comforter and Counselor, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I say unto you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." And these are the words of Jesus as he speaks to the disciples, as he tells them. And he says unto them, "And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." This verse in 7, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." We've always heard these words many times. Jesus says he can give you peace. It is a gift. And this is his peace, which is different from the world. As we read these two portions of John and Philippians, I want you to remember, I want you to keep in mind as we dwell upon your word of God. We all need peace. What gives us peace in our minds? Peace is just not the absence of trouble or problem. Is peace just an atmosphere of quietness and serenity? Sometimes we define peace in a way that it is quiet and serene. It has nothing to do with what the world defines. Has it to do with surroundings that we can find peace? For example, if you are walking in botanical gardens in Singapore and not downtown Orchard Road, will you find peace in the botanical gardens? Or you walk along Kew Gardens, for example, and not along Charing Cross, will you find peace? Is peace the absence of noise, trouble, and problems? Then peace is a product of the surroundings. But when you look at Jesus, he says, this is not true peace. Peace, he says, peace I live with you. Peace I live with you. It means he is the source of peace. Then he says, my peace I give unto you. That means to say he is the giver of peace. And he says, I give unto thee not as the world giveth. It means only that he can give us peace, something that the world do not have. In other words, this peace has nothing to do with you. It has nothing to do with the surroundings or what is happening in our world today. His peace is different from the world. He says in the beginning, let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. No wonder Paul says in Philippians that we have read, a peace which passes all understanding. A peace which passes all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds in Jesus Christ. So what is the practical implication of this? If you're worried over something, if you have got a problem, if you are disturbed, you can turn to Jesus Christ, for he is the only way. You may find some comfort by going to a quiet place, a serene place, but you will never find true peace. Emotionally, you may be very quiet and restful, but only Christ can give you true comfort and peace. No wonder Jesus said to them, let not your heart be troubled, believe in God. But believe also in me. The disciples need to know that there was nothing that they can do. They were frightened. They were fearful. Because in 3 years that they have been with Jesus, he will be taken away from them. They are defeated. Judas would betray Jesus, and the soldiers would arrest Jesus without a fight. Everything seems to be in a failure. They need to understand that this was God's plan. Everything is in God's control. Whatever your problems, whatever your troubles, believe in the sovereignty of God. What Jesus says is very true. Only he can give us peace. Why? Because only God is in control of all things. God is in control of this universe. He can control our problems. He is our creator. Man cannot find peace because he is not in control. We cannot control our circumstances. We cannot control our future. It would be nice if we can plan our future and everything works exactly as we plan. We would like to feel that we are in control. But the truth is that we are not. We never will be. So we need to look to the one who is in control. So peace is not a product of circumstances. It is God who gives us peace. It is a gift, not something that we can earn through hard work. We need to recognize that life is not in our hands. It has never been. And David says in Psalm 23, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." We have to let go and let God help us. We cannot depend on our circumstances. We cannot depend on our own self. Our only option is to turn to God and take the peace that He gives to us. Secondly, leave your burdens with Him. Don't be overwhelmed by your problems and thoughts. You know, people suffer from stress, depression, anxiety because they rely upon themselves to control the situation and try to manage their problems. We want to be in control, and then we lose control of it because the problem becomes bigger and our ability to cope. So most fall into depression, and they lose all hope of living. It was said there was two birds, a robin and a sparrow. Said the robin to the sparrow, "I should really like to know why these anxious human beings rush around and worry so much." And said the sparrow to the robin, "Friend, I think it must be that they have no heavenly Father such as cares for you and me." Yes, Philippians 4:6 says, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God, and the peace of God which passes all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Let me give you an illustration. I had two boxes which God asked me to hold. And God says one was a black box and one was a golden box. And God said, "Put all your sorrows in your black box and all your joys in the golden box." I heeded the words, and I put all my joys in the golden box and sorrows in the black box. And the golden box became heavier and heavier every day, and the black box became lighter and lighter. And when I opened the black box, it was empty. And there was a hole in the black box where my sorrows and problems had been stored. And I showed the hole to God and said, "I wonder where my sorrows were." And God said, "My child, they are all here with me. Then why do I have a golden box and a black box?" And God said, "The golden box is for you to count your blessings. The black box is for you to let go." There was a woman who had a dream, and she dreamt that she had a walk with God on the beach, and there were four footsteps. And as they walked along, she began to be more and more troubled. She began to have more and more sorrow. And then as she reached a certain stage, she could not go any further. But she went on, and she found there were only 2 footsteps, no 4 footsteps. And she said to God, "Why am I in my such sorrow and desperation? You have left me." And God said, "No. When you were in such desperation, I carried you." So there were only 2 footsteps. "I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." So you may boldly say, "The Lord is my helper, and I will not fear. What man shall do unto me?" Hebrews 13:5-6. We are told not to forget God's benefits, to count His blessings. We must always remember them and give thanks to God. Our sorrows and our pain, we present them to God, and be not anxious about anything. He is the one who is in control to take care of our needs. Only then can we really find peace. If you do not let go, we will have to carry the weight of the burden ourselves. Jesus said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you." "And learn of me, for I am meek and lowly, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." Matthew 11:28-30. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication, let your requests be known unto God. And He says, "And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." We are to entrust our needs and problems to Him. You see, His peace, the peace of God, is not dependent on circumstances, because they change all the time, nor on issues. Difficulties are always around us. That's why it says, "Peace which transcends, which passes all understanding." Peace, I live with you. "My peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. So let not your hearts be troubled, neither let it be afraid." So receive the peace of God with faith. It is a gift. Peace is the Lord's promise to us. It is a gift. You don't have to earn it. Entrust your cares and needs to Him. Tell it to Jesus. Receive His peace. It is real. Jesus offered it to the disciples as He offers it to us. After His ascension, the disciples showed little worry or fear. Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In fact, they preached the gospel with courage. They sang with joy. For Jesus said, "My peace he gives unto us." It is true. It is real. Jesus was persecuted. He was rejected by his own. He was betrayed by his own disciple. Yet in all these things, he still had peace. Peace is not the absence of difficulties. Peace is in the presence of God. God was completely always at peace, because God the Father was always with Jesus. Jesus knew that his Father was always in control. He knew that his Father would take care of him. He knew his Father was always right. He knew that his Father could be trusted. So he says to his disciples, he's giving them the same peace. Whatever the difficulties, whatever problems we have, we still find the same peace that Jesus experienced. Peace is what God can give to us. So let us put our trust in the sovereign God who is in control. Let us pray and leave our burdens with him in safe hands. And let us receive the gift of God in faith. There was a new pastor and his wife, and they were assigned to a church in the suburbs, outside of town. And it was in the month of November. And they were very excited. And they came to the church, and it was run down, and it didn't much work. So they set to work. They repaired the pews, they plastered the walls, they painted it. And they thought everything was finished and fine. And then there was a rainstorm that lasted for 2 days. And just before Christmas, the pastor went into his church and his heart sank, for the roof had leaked. And there was a big area of plaster about 20 feet that had fallen out from the front wall of the sanctuary. And the pastor cleared up the mess, the young pastor cleared up the mess, not knowing what else to do, because the Christmas service was about to come. And so he walked around town, and he came to a haberdasher, a flea market, and he saw a huge piece of carpet on the floor. It was a nice sort of piece of, like a tablecloth, exquisite work. There were fine colors. It was crochet. And there was a cross embroidered in the center of the piece of cloth. It was just the right size to cover up the hole in the front wall of his church. So he bought it rather cheap, and he went back to his church. So as he was walking back, it was snowing, and he saw an older woman running in the opposite direction to catch the bus, and she missed the bus, and she had to wait another hour. So the pastor invited her to come into the church to keep warm. And she sat in the pew and waited. And the pastor took the piece of cloth that he tablecloth that he had bought. He climbed up the ladder, and he covered the front wall. and it seemed to look be just nice and it just worked. Then he noticed that the woman who was sitting at the back came forward, and her face was like a sheet, a white sheet. And she said, "Pastor, where did you get that piece of tablecloth?" And the pastor explained that he went to the haberdasher, a flea market, and bought it. And she said, "Will you look at the corner of the tablecloth and see whether there is the initials EBG? These were the initials of this woman because she had made this tablecloth 40 years ago in Austria. She could hardly believe that this was a tablecloth. She explained to the pastor, "This was my gift to my husband 40 years ago. And there was this war. And she had to flee because the Nazis had come. And when she was captured, and she was sent to prison, and she never saw her husband or her home again. So the pastor wanted to give her back the tablecloth. She said, "No, I live in a one-room flat at the end of the town, and this tablecloth is too big for my room." And all the pastor could do was say, "Let me drive you home." So the pastor, in this cold winter, drove her home to her flat and climbed three stairs. The stairs were outside of the building, and she went up to her room, knocked the door. Well, they had a wonderful Christmas service. The church was full and there was music and everything was fine. Then at the end of the service, everybody went home. But there was an older man. The pastor recognized him a bit. And he came forward and he looked at the tablecloth on the front wall. It was identical with the tablecloth that the wife had given to him. And he told the pastor how during the war the Nazis came, he had to flee, and he and his wife were separated. And he was arrested and was put in prison. And he never saw his wife for 40 years. The pastor said, wait a minute. "I'll take you for a ride." And so the pastor drove this old man to the outskirts of the town. And they climbed the three stories. And they came to this door. And they helped the old man up. And he knocked on the door. And the door opened. And it was a woman, and they saw each other. That was the greatest Christmas reunion he could imagine. Do not be troubled, do not fear. Come to him and receive his peace. Life is difficult, hard times may come on. But God will give you the strength and the peace which passes all understanding. So let us put our trust in our sovereign God, who is in control. Believe in him, for without believing in him, you are on your own. pray and leave your burdens and trust with Him. In His safe hands, trust in Him and obey Him. For disobedience and sin produces stress and leaves us without peace and joy. And thirdly, receive the peace of God. It is a gift, and receive it in faith. Seek His peace daily by filling your minds, and may His word lift all things to Him in prayer. Come into His presence, sit at His feet, and in awe and reverence, it is the only peace that we have, and receive it in faith. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world give I unto you, let not your hearts be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Amen.